Tom Karkle in the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. AccuWeather forecast for today, going to be a mixture of clouds and sun. Going to be a cool day. We'll have a high of only around 52 degrees. Right now in Kenosha, it's a rather balmy 44 compared to what it could be in other places. Burlington is at 40, Milwaukee 46, 44 degrees in Racine. In other parts of the state, it's in the 30s this morning. The Green Bay Packers had a much better second half than the first one, and they beat the Bears 26-10 at Lambeau Field last night. Aaron Rodgers continuing, though, to show frustration over missed and dropped throws and poor execution of plays. He did finish, though, with 326 yards passing, three touchdowns, and a single-game franchise record of 39 completions.
And a lot of times records like these are achieved in losses, you know, when you're way behind and you got to battle back. So it's nice, but it's something you maybe look at down the road. Records are meant to be broken, so I'm sure somebody will come along at some point and break it, maybe myself if I get lucky enough.
Head coach Mike McCarthy having to work around no running game per se. A practice squad player elevated just for the game last night said it was good to see the offense moving the ball. Packers improve their record to 4-2. The Bears fall to 1-6. Bears lose quarterback Brian Hoyer to a broken left arm, leaving Matt Barkley to finish up the game as Jay Cutler continued to watch from the sideline, recovering from a thumb injury. A proposed financial start to developing a youth sports complex at Pritchard Park on the southwest side of Racine dominated public comment on the 2017 budget at last night's county board meeting, while funding a homeless shelter, mental health services, and the Ridgewood Care Center's future were also mentioned. Jason Jaramillo, who started with youth sports and got to play Major League Baseball for the Phillies, spoke of driving to facilities elsewhere while trying to realize his dream.
Thankfully for the support of my family, you know, I was able to get to these arenas or these sports complexes to gain exposure. And it's really important. And from an early age, I knew that I had a dream to play baseball. And I was fortunate enough and blessed enough to accomplish that. So I'm just here again to show my support. I know how important it is to give kids a dream.
Martha Hutzik said the county ought to take care of what it has, like Quarry Lake Park. Linda Fleshinsky applauded the budget's attention to mental health, which also ties into addiction.
Since the war on drugs began, addiction has largely been criminalized rather than treated in our country. Your budget item regarding mental health treatment, often in lieu of incarceration, could not be any more important than it is, and I ask that you support this fully and move as quickly as possible to make this a reality.
Recently retired Judge John Jude urged retention of the Ridgewood Care Center based on the experiences with his late father.
Believing that we should keep our parents at home and take care of them at home, let them die at home. That whole concept flipped for me because Ridgewood was an option and an opportunity for Dad to live in a better space and have better quality of life than he would have had at home.
Kyle Oppenheimer leads a group called Helmets to Heal. He spoke about field turf at a youth sports facility helping to reduce concussions.
It's the safety of these kids. And these kids, eventually down the road, through multiple injuries to the brain, and it is proven through studies, we work with the Mayo Clinic, they tend to have mental issues, and you see it now coming from a lot of these people, these individuals also moving forward into the military. This is a major issue that needs to be taken care of.
Six emails introduced from citizens opposing sale of the Ridgewood Care Center. Five people spoke on the homeless shelter grant proposal, which is not part of the 2017 budget. The county board is to vote on next year's budget at its November 1st meeting and would set the levy on the 7th. Take note that the intersection of 7 Mile Road and Highway V in Caledonia is scheduled to be reconstructed beginning next Monday. That will result in its closure for about 2 weeks. The project will extend beyond that location, though, to include 7 Mile, closed from the East Frontage Road to Highway 38, and Highway V, closed from Highway G to the Milwaukee County line. Motorists can follow the posted detour signs. Also advised to plan for about an extra 10 minutes to your drive time. November 5th, the scheduled end of that project work. Weather, of course, permitting. Coming up tomorrow, City of Kenosha is going to be offering up a chance for residents to be shredding documents at three city locations from 9 in the morning till about 1 o'clock in the afternoon. This will be outside in the parking lot of the Southwest Library on 38th Avenue, at the City Transit Office on 39th Avenue, and at the Kenosha Regional Airport's Terminal Building on 52nd Street. Residents of the city welcome to bring up to 5 bags or boxes of items to be shredded by Shred It representatives. The goal, destroying documents containing personal information, things like like medical bills or other bills. This is not for junk mail, they say. That can be disposed of with normal paper recycling items during regular curbside collections. A police officer in Milwaukee involved in the shooting death of a man in the city's Sherman Park neighborhood, which sparked those several nights of unrest this summer, facing now unrelated sexual assault charges. Dominique Hagan Brown arrested yesterday evening after charges got filed against him earlier in the day. Milwaukee police indicate 2 days after the shooting, a man reported that he had been sexually assaulted by Hagan Brown during an off-duty incident. Charges filed by in Milwaukee Circuit Court include second-degree sexual assault, prostitution, and capturing an inmate representation. The officer suspended from the MPD. In Madison, a suspect in custody for the stabbing of a pregnant woman. The woman and the unborn child expected to survive. She was stabbed with a corkscrew. Man in custody has not yet been charged. The investigation is continuing. Kenosha Circuit Court, a 55-year-old woman arrested during an FBI-led operation this week to find victims of sex trafficking, now formally charged with keeping a house of prostitution. Paula Whitaker, accused of pimping her two daughters, ages 16 and 17. She was ordered by a court commissioner to have no contact with the teens or two other individuals if released from jail on bond. Whitaker's preliminary hearing set for next Thursday. She was one of nearly two dozen arrested as part of the sting operation that reached even other countries. Last night, the Racine County Board approved a $40,000 grant to the group Segway Racine to cover rent and utilities for about half a year at a building on Dominick Drive that now houses United Way operations. During the 2017 public hearing on the budget, which again is not the grant source, Pastor Warren Williams, the president of Segway, mentioned a real need in the winter to help the homeless, explaining he is often taking people to his own home.
I am weary of taking people to sleep by railroad tracks and underneath porches of abandoned buildings and garages in empty buildings or near empty buildings. These things happen. And I am so looking forward to this year not having to do that.
John Melnick called the funding proposal, though, irresponsible and not fair to the homeless either.
I feel that money would be better allocated towards the permanent shelter. They keep saying this is just not permanent. Well, kind of like the stadium tax. That was kind of not permanent. We all know how that went. So that's my suggestion. Or there's three pastors involved with this. Maybe they'd like to take the money and take these people into their church.
Reverend Tony Larson of Unitarian Church said, "I don't want people to die in the cold." County Executive Jonathan Delagrave reminding supervisors this is a one-time offer for about 5 months, with those needing the help being supervised. There was no discussion among the supervisors about the grant, which led to a unanimous vote. Downtown Kenosha, the Lakeshore Business Improvement District Board okaying a $125,000 budget for next year. That includes a $1 increase in the additional property tax for the area's businesses to pay. Here's WRJN's Janet Hoff.
Under the proposal, commercial property owners would pay $2.50 per $1,000 of assessed property value to the bid, a dollar more than the current rate. The Kenosha News reports the increase is designed to help cover the loss of funding from the city and the Kenosha Area Business Alliance for Downtown Kenosha, Inc., the organization formed to foster economic development in the downtown area. The Lakeshore bid's budget must still be approved by the City Council. Janet Hoff, AM 1400, WRJN News.
Wisconsin's unemployment rate in September down to its lowest level in more than 15 years. The Department of Workforce Development says the state had a seasonally adjusted rate last month of 4.1%. That is the lowest it has been since February of 2001. The rate for August was 4.2%, and Wisconsin is well below the national rate, which jumped to 5% last month. Oh, and some workers would make a lot more under a $12 an hour minimum wage, but millions more would also lose their jobs. This according to the Wisconsin chapter of the National Federation of Independent Businesses, which says a $12 an hour federal minimum wage would, quote, erase, unquote, nearly 2 million jobs from the economy. Wisconsin NFIB Director Bill Smith says most of the affected jobs would be hourly entry-level positions. WRJN.com. That is our webpage, and we keep our newscast there in the local news section. At WRJN News is for our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Karkle, WRJN News.